Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is The US Open. Remember to join me at the end of my podcast for a few grammar notes. The US Open. In June, I went to the US Golf Open with my husband for 2 days. It was at a place called Chambers Bay in Seattle, in a very interesting location that overlooked the beautiful Puget Sound. Let me explain. The Puget Sound is an area on the coast where there are many islands. The golf course was built on an old sand and gravel quarry. It is unusually dry compared to most US golf courses, but it has its own unique charm. And what a fabulous view of the ocean and the islands. We travelled to the golf course from Wenatchee with friends, and then split up and walked around from hole to hole. It was a hot day and quite humid. There were crowds of golfing fans everywhere, and funnily enough, a lot of them looked the same. Most of them were big men in shorts wearing baseball hats. I'm not a golfer, but I could certainly appreciate their excitement. It must have been a thrill for many of them to get close to the professionals. At one point, I came close to Ryo Ishikawa of Japan. Well, I think it was him. His ball had gone off the green and was on a steep hillside. There was a huge crowd of people squashed together, trying to get as close as possible to him. Just before he took a swing at the ball, everyone went quiet, out of respect, and the ball went flying gently in a perfect arc over a road and back onto the green. You could see the people around gasp at his skill. Shaking their heads, they said things like, "That's why he's a professional and I'm not." I was amazed that the golfers could concentrate with so many fans around. They even had to hear trains going by the 16th and 17th greens. When the sand and gravel quarry was converted into the golf course, the very important train was not diverted. It still needs to go on its route along the coastline, carrying freight and people. We sat down for a while and watched the golfers. Every now and then the cheers and applause could be heard. It was quite relaxing, just looking out to sea and hearing the sounds of the competition. We left the next day after buying some memorabilia and decided on the way home to definitely come back and visit the beautiful Puget Sound, with or without the golf. Okay, number one, sand and gravel. Well, you probably know what they both are. Sand is very common. Obviously, we find it at beaches and in other places. And they usually come both together from the same quarry. Remember, gravel is the very useful small rock that is straight-edged. It's not round. And it's used for driveways and roads. A. The car was speeding along the road, making the gravel fly in all directions. The car was speeding along the road, making the gravel fly in all directions. B. You can always find sand and gravel at construction sites. You can always find sand and gravel at construction sites. Number two, to split up. Well, when to split is followed by up, you're usually talking about people. Of course, when you're splitting objects, we don't have to use the word up. But for some reason, the word up refers to people. And it's used to mean, obviously, to separate. It can be temporary or permanent. Examples. A. The couple argued all the time and finally split up. The couple argued all the time and finally split up. B. The hunters split up. Two went up the hill to look for bears, and the other two went into the forest to hunt for deer. The hunters split up. Two went up the hill to look for bears, and the other two went into the forest to hunt for deer. Number three, golfing fans. Well, you probably understand what that means. Golfing fans, they're fans of golfing or golfers. Well, in the podcast I said there were crowds of golfing fans everywhere. Could I have said this differently? Yes, I could. I could have said there were crowds of golf fans. But the reason I chose golfing fans is that golf fans is a bit difficult to say. Really becomes one word because golf ends with an F and fans begins with an F. So you end up saying golf fans and it sounds like one word unless you pause in between golf and fans. It's perfectly correct, but I personally just prefer to say golfing fans because of the separation. Let's have a look at these sentences to see the different words to do with golf that are all correct and that we can use. A. Do you like golf? Do you like to golf? Do you like golfing? Do you like golf? Do you like to golf? Do you like golfing? B. He is such a golf fan. He is such a golf fan. He is such a fan of golf. He is such a fan of golf. He is such a golfing fan. He is such a golfing fan. Number four, one of my favourite words, to gasp. To gasp. And it's also a noun, a gasp. It's a fabulous word. It's the noise that we make when we suddenly breathe in out of shock or surprise. A. She gasped in horror when she realised that she had left her passport in the taxi. She gasped in horror when she realised that she had left her passport in the taxi. B. I gasped when I opened the door and found a huge bouquet of roses on the kitchen table. I gasped when I opened the door and found a huge bouquet of roses on the kitchen table. And finally, number five, we have a strange word here. It's the word freight. Freight. It's one of those annoying English words that has a crazy spelling. It's got the GH in it that's silent. It's spelt F-R-E-I-G-H-T. A bit like fright, but we have an E in it, freight. And really, it means the same as cargo, merchandise, and goods. Now remember, with the word freight, it can also be used as a verb. The sending of goods, the sending of cargo, the transportation of merchandise. So why did I choose this word? Well, it's just to show you a different word, and it's to do with the trains in the podcast. The trains were carrying freight. They were carrying goods and merchandise. A. That is a freight train. Today, it's carrying sugar. That is a freight train. Today, it's carrying sugar. Now notice, in this sentence, you only hear one T. Again, freight finishes with a T, train begins with a T, so when you're speaking at a normal speed, you only hear one T. That is a freight train. B. I ordered a table online, but the freight was so expensive. I ordered a table online, but the freight was so expensive. Now here, freight means the sending of the goods, the transportation of the goods. Well, that's the end of the podcast today. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, don't hesitate, send me an email. The address is acupofenglish@hotmail.com, and I'd be happy to respond. And you're all invited to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.